My name is Bert Seelman. In this CD, I want to explain what your diet, exercise, and health programs are doing either for you or to you. Now, I know that most of you probably have many different types of diets and fitness programs that you've tried. I know that you have a certain base of information that you've collected, and you believe in it. However, I'd like to ask you one simple question. Are you feeling bad and looking worse? And how's that been working for you? You see, I've been a human performance specialist for over 35 years. And over that time, I've worked with people of all ages and both sexes and with all types of conditions. These people were professional athletes, corporate executives, office workers, high school students, business owners, craftsmen, even children and housewives. When most of these people came to me, they did so because they had health problems or performance problems and weren't getting the results they were desiring. Then when they heard that a lot of the people on my programs were getting results, and fast results, that's when they were all looking for the right program. You see, what they'd been doing didn't work. And I didn't want those people spending their money, their time, and their energy on a program that wasn't delivering what it had promised. But most importantly, I didn't want their health compromised. And it's for that reason that I named my website Results Are Proof. Isn't that the bottom line? I mean, when you look at your body in the mirror, jump on a scale, you take an inventory of how you feel, isn't it what you're really looking for is that positive end result? You want to look better and feel better. So let me get into the points of what I want to tell you about today. So you want to make a change. So you're looking in the mirror and you're either a little fatter than you'd want to be, or you're obese. Maybe you're just soft and out of shape. Or maybe you're feeling bad. So you're unhealthy either way, because all of those are signs of unbalance. So you want to feel bad and look worse all of your life? No, that's why I want to make a change. So we need to make a decision and we need to make some movement. But what is it based on? Most of us, when we look in the mirror and we see that person, we go, oh no. Or we try on those clothes and we start to pitch a fit, if you will. Or we go to do something like climb a set of stairs or keep up with one of our children or a friend and we realize, wow, I need to do something. What I'm doing isn't working. So we immediately say, I'm going to do something. We make that heartfelt commitment because we've come to a realization. But that's an emotion. That's not logic. And how did we get here? Well, we wanted something a little easier. We wanted something that tasted a little better. You know, we were into the sensation of things, and we really weren't using much logic. So what stops us from getting there? Well, we need to realize that we're using emotions to give us an excuse. To reverse that, we're going to have to use another emotion, one called fortitude, motivation, positiveness. We need to get assertive. We need to take action because we've been doing less, putting things off, and getting into the sensation. So we've got to get into logic. You see, health and performance for the human body means an effort and some facts being used if you really want to have results. So we have more knowledge today than we've ever had on the planet. We live in the information age. We've got more knowledge, but we're less informed. We've got more scientific facts, yet less of it seems to be used every day if we look around. We've got more technology, but we're being less specific. So many of us are more sick, overweight, obese, and out of shape than ever before. What's going on with that? So let's think about that question in the back of our mind while we continue. We've got more educated dietitians and people with diet than ever before. We know more about DNA and medical testing than ever before, but we've got less results. We've got more pharmaceutical drugs that are being prescribed for cures, and they've got worse side effects than they have benefits. We were getting worse problems from them than the sickness itself. And they don't want an immediate cure, because if one pill could cure us in one instance, they wouldn't have a profit center now, would they? So, think about this one. You and I have to have a prescription for many of these drugs, and a doctor's okay. But an unlicensed, young, good-looking individual waltzes into that doctor's office and sells it to them and has a whole briefcase full of them. And their whole office goes to lunch or to dinner or out to a movie on what the doctor's selling to us. So let's stop and think about this. What about us taking charge and not having that problem at all? What about if we do something very unique? It's called preventing. Yes, pre-event. Before that catches up to us, before that dis-ease at the cellular level manifests as a physical sickness, we could take charge. But think about something else. Exercise is not any better than that. How come there's so many programs today and yet people are still not getting in shape? How come they have to keep changing programs and not seeing a constant results? How come there's no long-term benefit? Did you ever stop to think that exercise is a stimulus, a trigger, an overload process to the body to hopefully bring about a positive result? Did you ever stop to think why so many athletes today are dying at such an early age? And did you ever notice that there are more world records set after a person comes back from a layoff than when they're training? Maybe they were recovering more. Maybe they ate better and had more time to rest. You see, those are the things we haven't been thinking about. We haven't been using our head. You go to a health club, and what health do you get? I think you usually get an upsell if you're like the ones I've been to. And the only weight loss you usually get at a health club is in your wallet and your finances. You see, they're promising more and delivering less. Let's look at personal trainers. Did you ever stop for a minute to realize that they need to be certified? What does that mean? See, I want someone that's verified. See, certified means they sent in money and they got a course. Now, if they can bit back that information, regurgitate it, reverberate it in the proper sequence, they can then pass another test that they paid more money for to get certified. Now, who should be certified? Maybe we should be certified crazy for accepting that. I mean, I want someone who can do what they say they can do. I want verified. Forget certified. And what about diet food companies? You ever stop to think they brag about on TV all the time? Oh, look, you don't have to weigh in. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to measure portions. Of course not. They want you to come back and keep using that food. And did you ever hear the thing about if you eat processed foods, you're going to be processed? Or if you eat everything pre-prepared, you'd better be pre-prepared for what's going to happen to you? So they brag about no measuring, no weighing, no body composition test, no blood test, and most of all, you're not being educated. How are you going to keep from repeating this again and again? And if we try to use the same brain that got us into trouble, we're probably only going to get into more trouble. So we need to stop. Stop the emotion. Stop this thinking and start getting into another frame of brain, another mindset. Let's try setting down and using logic and facts. After all, more facts applied in a prescribed manner are going to equal more results. And that's what we're after. We're after that result. Not short term, long term. Let's do it once, let's do it right, and let's learn it for life. So let's look at the facts and let's try to get some results, real measurable results, so that we can know exactly where we're going, where we're headed, and what adjustments we can make. So, does your diet and exercise program do the following? Number one, does it remove the problematic causes? Think about this. If you're doing things in your diet that are coming into your body, you're eating these things that are coming into your body, and they're negatives, they're not positives, they cause problems, we want to remove those. If we don't remove these problematic causes, anything positive that we put into our system will be at best neutralized. So we want to start from a positive position. So we want to remove the problematic causes and try to find out as many of them as we can, and of course remove the obvious ones right away. Number two, we want to weigh in. Weigh in for ourselves, not anybody else, not in public even, but keep an accurate record. First thing in the morning, without going to the restroom, or going to the restroom and then getting on the scale. Make it consistent. Do it first thing in the morning. That's when your body is the most accurate and consistent to take this measurement. Number three, measure and photograph yourself. Photos don't lie, but take those photos at a prescribed distance. Measure it. Record the photo settings on the camera, the lights, and measure the distance. They need to be accurate and consistent. These will not lie. And when you take your measurements, do the following. Calves, 4 inches above the knee, the upper thigh, the buttocks, the hips, the waist, the chest or bust, the shoulders, the neck, and the upper arm and forearm. These measurements will greatly help you to see just exactly what's going on and how the changes are taking place. After all, some changes may be in the density and you're gaining lean body mass and you're losing fat, so the inches may change faster than your weight. Number four, is your program diabetic safe? And blood sugar level measurement. This is very critical. A good diet, a well-balanced diet, will keep a blood sugar between 80 and 130. This can be measured with a glucose meter used by most diabetics and can be purchased at any good pharmacy. So let's know that the program we're working with is doing what it's supposed to and keeping us healthy. Number five, use heart rates. Heart rates are often measured when you're working out to see how high your heart rate gets. But this is not the critical two that you need. The critical two are the descending and the resting heart rates. You see, when you're working at a high heart rate and you stop the exercise, your heart rate should drop very quickly if you're in good condition. Also, when you wake up in the morning, what is your resting heart rate? Without getting up or moving around, take your resting heart rate for 20 seconds and then multiply it by 3 and see what it comes out. That resting heart rate should be getting lower and lower if you're exercising properly. And if you've had a hard exercise routine or you've performed hard exercise on a given day, the next day you should notice in the morning if it was effective, your resting heart rate will be elevated by anywhere from 2 or 3 to as many as 10 or 12 beats. Do not exercise again until that resting heart rate has returned and stayed there or at least 1 to 2 days. 48 hours should be the minimum amount of time after you have returned that heart rate to the lowest point. You need to allow reserves to build up over that last 48-hour period after the heart rate returns to its lowest level. 6. Forecast and predict. Can your program actually forecast or predict what will happen? And if it does happen, can it tell you what caused it? Now, suppose that forecast says something and it doesn't happen. Can they make one simple adjustment and explain to you why they're making that adjustment, and do you see that result come back and actually be there for you? If it doesn't, somebody doesn't know enough. Anytime someone knows anything in any given field, they can usually forecast and predict what will or will not happen if they have the facts and they know how to apply them. Number 7, body composition. Are they using accurate body composition? I'm not talking calipers here. Or possibly electrical impedance, where you could have drank a fluid or eaten a food that has a lot of sodium in it or salt, and it can fluctuate the amount of fluid in your body, thereby throwing the standard off or the measurement off. I'm talking near-infrared light that is very consistent. Or are they using hydrostatic water weighing, which takes a little more time, but yet is the standard? You see, if you have a body composition test, you can know that you're losing only fat and gaining muscle. So many people are out there on weight loss or fat loss programs and thinking that they're losing just fat and they're losing muscle. Then they hit a set point and they stop losing weight and they've actually lost muscle, because remember, every pound of lean body mass you add is going to require a greater metabolic draw to keep it maintained, oxygenated, and fed. You want that body composition test to prove to you what your exercise program is doing. And by the way, we use our body composition test every week to prove what's going on with our dietary adjustments and to prove what's going on with our muscle gains, especially when we use this in conjunction with the heart rates. Number 8, blood chemistry. Does your dietary program ever predict that you can lower your blood lipid levels, like your cholesterol? Or does it ever guarantee you how you can work with your triglycerides and get you back in balance? If you want to know if a program really works from the inside out and it's about health and not just about their money, they'll be able to improve your blood chemistry. We've been able to lower blood lipid levels that are bad for people within 3 weeks, consistently across the board. And we've even worked with people that have had viral diseases and helped to reduce those viral loads. By getting the blood chemistry lowered shows that what we were doing and what they were ingesting was actually helping them at the very core of their health. Number 9, does the program you're choosing or working on, does it matter what type of person it is? And by that I mean, does it work with any age, any condition, and either sex? And do you see a consistency of results across the board, like lowered resting heart rate and improved blood chemistry? Improve blood glucose levels? If they can't, and they're not doing it consistently with any one group of people, they're lacking in some type of information. And most importantly, number 10, is it educating you? Is it explaining to you, just as I have, each of these steps, why things happen? Are you able to do this in the future on your own? Have you gained the education, or is it more about you being trapped or sustained there to give them their finances every month? It should be about your health and education. And hopefully they would be smart enough to know that if they educate you, you can talk to other people. And that entices people to want to learn, to want to take charge of their health. After all, if you're not getting this, aren't you back on the treadmill, running that same circle again? So for years in the personal fitness business, I've been a private coach for 35 years, and always I've told my clients that results are proof. If I'm using enough facts and I'm prescribing them in the right manner and I'm performing what you need to have done in the right way, according to what the body requires, not what we think, feel, or believe, but actually using the facts, results are proof. And remember, you're paying for this one way or the other. So don't let it be with your health. Let it be that you're improving your health. Putting out finances for anything is fine if we're getting the end result, but we need to really verify what we're doing. Don't take that certified sales tool. Look for verified. Ask. See those results. Get what you need. After all, we can put a man on the moon and we can bring him back. We can transplant an organ from one human being to another and they live. We can take the DNA off of a drinking cup and find that person specifically anywhere in the world. So you can know, and you can test. It's not just a guess. So get the facts, and you'll know what really works. Get that working knowledge. Thank you. Okay, we'll be stopping here. I hope this gives you an insight on your present diet and exercise program and how it may affect your health. If you're satisfied with the results you've been getting, then by all means, continue. And if not, I would suggest that you revisit this site for more information in the future. Here you'll learn more about what I do and how I've helped people over the years with many varied types of problems. While you're here, you might want to take a few minutes and read some of the testimonial letters. They go back over 35 years, and many of them are board-certified physicians. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been informative, and I'll look forward to working with you in the future and helping you to create the results you desire for your physical needs. Thank you.